Day 23. God has good works for you to do during your lifetime. God knows your address. God knows your name. God knows how He's gifted you. God knows your age. God knows your abilities. God knows your disabilities. God knows your liabilities. He knows it all. But it's an amazing thing. Ephesians 2:10, a verse that sometimes we leave off. We talk about how we're saved by faith, faith and grace, and how that all works in. But then it says, "For we are God's workmanship." It means masterpiece. That's how the word translates. We are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Every one of you here, regardless of your age, if you're a follower of Christ, you're a believer in Christ, the Lord has a plan and a purpose for your life. There are good works which He has prepared in advance that you might do them. A number of years ago when I was at Fort Wilderness, I used to always speak at a singles retreat every Labor Day weekend. And singles would come from all over the Midwest to this retreat. And there was a widower that came. His name was Tony. He was in his 70s. And Tony came to the camp and he came 1 year, and he came the next year, and he came the next year, and then he came the fourth year. And the fourth year, he wants to see me. You know, after one of my sessions, he said, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." So we go over to the sweet shop, and we're sitting there talking. He goes, "You know, I just want to tell you that God has really, really, really used you in my life." He said, "You know, I came 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, and then last year, and God's really used you." And I said, "Well, you know, what does that look like, Tony? How does that work in your life?" And he goes, "Here's the conclusion I came to after the third year of hearing you." He said, "Last year after I heard you, I came to the conclusion if God can use you, He can use anybody." If God can use you, He can use anybody. And the reality is we are all trophies of grace. We're all trophies of grace. Not one of them. It's not by our merit or our good works or anything else. It's God's grace in our life. Which I said, "Well, okay, well, what did that look like, Tony?" He said, "Well, last year after I left the retreat, I went home and I went to prison." I said, "Well, not a very good idea." He said, "Well, I didn't get sent to prison. I went to prison." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, I took a Serendipity Bible. It's a Bible with little questions on the side. You can, meet with someone." He said, "I just started meeting with prisoners. I met with people on death row. I met with murderers. I met with rapists." And he said, "And I just had my little Bible, and I would read the little notes on the side, and I would talk to these guys about the Bible." And he said, "This last year, I forgot how many, it was like 15 or 16 guys came to Christ. Because Tony came to the realization that God could use anybody. If He could use me, He could use Tony." And Tony began to be used by God. "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Don't ever make excuses. Don't ever say, "Well, I have this wrong with me or that wrong with me, or I have this problem or I have that problem." No, if you're a Christ follower, you were created, sufferings and all, problems and all, disabilities and all, for the glory of God.